And I'd like now to introduce Jerry Wellman and Matthew Chase Daniels. They are founders of Axel Contemporary. What would you call it? Mobile gallery?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Welcome, gentlemen. So you have published a book based on a project that you just did called E Pluribus Unum, Santa Fe. And tell us about this project. It basically involved you guys making photographs from your mobile gallery truck of whoever was walking by and wanted to participate.
That's exactly right. It refers, in a way, back to the 1700s, in which painters would go from community to community to paint pictures of people. And we have digital means now, so we didn't have to bring along a whole slew of paints and have to clean brushes. And, you know, it's a lot cleaner and neater than it is,
right.
Was. We wanted to include the entire community, and we went all over town. We covered out in Zafferano at Sunflower Market. We went to Genevieve Chavez Center. Went to La Montanita Co-op. Pretty much, I think we covered all the corners of town.
And so people would come, and they would sit in your little portrait gallery, I mean, your portrait studio.
Yes.
And you would get them to hold an object that they cared about.
Yeah, we asked everyone to bring an object if they could, if they were planning on coming to see us. We advertised and put out the word where we'd be, which day. And people who didn't have an object, who just happened by, we had a selection of random objects. So if something spoke to them personally, they would hold that.
Did most of the people just happen by, or did everyone know about it? I didn't know about it.
It was about half and half, probably.
Because I happened to be walking, leaving KSFR and going to my car in the parking lot of the Santa Fe Community College, and you guys were there, and I popped in, and I felt bad that I didn't have a dog with me.
Right, I remember you saying that. it was a real combination of those things. And we had a printer in the studio, and so we would print pictures as we took them in the next, 5 minutes or so, and distributed those free to everyone. So it was really nice that everyone could walk away with their picture.
With the same portrait that you then plastered on the outside of the van.
That's right. We had also later, some of the people wanted their portraits in a more archival fashion. So we printed them on some very fine quality paper, and they were able to do with the portraits as they wish, share it with their children or whatever.
And so you also published a book, which I'm holding in my hands, E Pluribus Unum Santa Fe, Axel Contemporary. Why did you choose all these to publish all these things, put all these photos together?
I just figure in 50 years this will be a great document of what life was like in Santa Fe. The objects, for the most part, kind of signify our material things of this era, this time in living here. Mm-hmm. And some of the objects are universal and don't necessarily have a space and time. But
like your toddler.
Well, your toddler definitely is not going to be a toddler in 30 years. But it's really nice to think to have these. And I could just see these in a history museum or something in 30, 40, 100 years.
I was going to say, you should put in the time capsule of the New Mexico History Museum for the bicentennial of the state of New Mexico.
That's a good idea.
The other thing about publishing the book is that book publishing has changed so much recently. And even though we did this project just in March, we're able now to publish a book this quickly. And fairly inexpensively.
Right.
And so it's like a new art form for artists to be able to present projects in a book in a simple, direct way. So we just wanted to engage with that. We've published several other books and a couple other books in the past. And so we want to keep doing that. And
now you're doing an event tomorrow at Site Santa Fe.
Yeah, it'll be from 11 to 1. At Site Santa Fe in the Time Capsule Lounge, which is their back room in their current time-lapse show.
So you're actually going to be indoors, not
yes.
in your your van?
The van will be parked out front with the current exhibition, which is an installation by Laura Nickel and Brandon Soder called Jungle, which is a little sort of like a natural history diorama all made out of cloth and paper of a jungle. but we'll be inside in the back room with a big pile of books, and people can come by and purchase the book. And we'll also be screening a video that we made, which is a slideshow, very quick slideshow of all 566 portraits, and then the portraits also being blended together into the image which is on the cover of the book, which is an amalgam of everyone who had their portrait taken.
No way.
Yeah, it's 566 people all in one.
Oh my goodness, I thought it was what it looks like is a sort of ghostly, out of focus image of an androgynous young person.
Yeah, well, that's very dark eyes. We all are. That's,
we've been nicknaming her Nuestra Señora de Santa Fe.
Nuestra Señora de Santa Fe. Yeah, I guess she's a señora, or he, or I don't know. I guess we. So what is your next activity in the mobile art van?
We're going to have, in June, we're going to have a series of performance and happenings each weekend in June.
That's and so 1960s.
60s are back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, Occupy Movement and all that. So it was like 2 years ago somebody told me, you know, the 60s are coming back, and by gosh, they were right. It looks like they are back.
So what kind of happenings?
Well, there's going to be one person's going to come up. I don't know how to describe it. Sort of vaudeville puppetry with music. Sounds really fun. That's Ross Hamlin. Many people there know him. And Greta Young's going to do a kind of a recreate a sort of a cave-like feeling inside the van.
She's going to cover all the windows and doors in black fabric, so it's pitch dark inside the gallery, and she's going to hang her drawings, which are nude portraits, somewhat abstracted, on the walls and also sort of crumpled on the floor. And you'll go, each person as they go in will be given a flashlight. So it's experiencing the art with flashlight in the pitch black rather than in a well-lit gallery.
Very interesting.
And then Rima Miller, as a choreographer, is going to do a dance piece with a group of people. It sort of has a feeling of Buto. That'll be the very first one on June 1st. And then finally we're going to connect up with the Currents new media exhibition in late June. And we'll have a couple of video performance pieces. I'll be doing one, and Joseph Sanchez will be doing another.
Jerry Willman and Matthew Chase Daniels are the founder of Axel Contemporary. And once again, catch them tomorrow at Site Santa Fe from 11 to 1. And check out this new book, E Pluribus Unum, which you can also find at on the web. You can find them on the web. What is it? Axelpress.com?
Yes, that'll work.
And thank you, gentlemen, for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.